डाइट प्लेज ऑलमोस्ट 80% रोल इन PCOS एंड PCOD.
तो एक मेंटल भी एक डिफिकल्टी होती है नए डाइट को एक्सेप्ट करने के लिए.
सो दीज 5S विल हेल्प यू टू एड मोर फाइबर टू योर डाइट. पेशेंट्स आर ऑल्सो गोइंग थ्रू सम काइंड ऑफ एंग्जाइटी, डिप्रेशन, दे माइट बी गोइंग थ्रू अ लॉट ऑफ स्ट्रेस. इट इज अ कंटिन्यूअस शुगर मॉनिटरिंग दे पुट. माई डाइट प्लान इज फोकस्ड एट रिड्यूसिंग योर फैट परसेंटेज.
नेक्स्ट के इस एपिसोड में आपका स्वागत है. क्या आप जानते हैं कि भारत में लगभग 20% महिलाएं पॉलीसिस्टिक ओवरी सिंड्रोम यानी PCOS और पॉलीसिस्टिक ओवरिंग डिसऑर्डर यानी PCOD इन समस्याओं का सामना कर रही है. आज हमारे साथ जुड़ी है डॉक्टर वर्षा फिरवानी जो एक जानी मानी क्लिनिकल न्यूट्रिशनिस्ट है. तो आइए मिलते हैं डॉक्टर वर्षा से. हेलो डॉक्टर वर्षा, इट्स अ प्लेजर टू हैव यू ऑन आवर पॉडकास्ट.
Thank you so much for having me here. It's an honor to be here.
So to begin with, I would like to know, pregnancy ki jab baat hoti hai aur family planning ki baat hoti hai, to PCOD aur PCOS, ye do factors, ye jo problems hai, wo surface pe aati hai. To inka diet ke saath mein kya relation?
Definitely, jab conception nahi ho pa raha hai, naturally, that's when aap gynec advice seek karte ho. तो PCOS और PCOD का जो रीज़न क्या है, इट हैज़ बीन फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग, राइट? व्हाट आई मीन इज़ आप सालों से क्या खाते आ रहे हो, उसी के ऊपर आपका लाइफस्टाइल, खाने पीने की आदतों के ऊपर, देन योर वेदर योर एक्सरसाइजिंग और नो, ऑल दीज थिंग्स आर कनेक्टेड. सो योर लाइफस्टाइल रियली मैटर्स. इट इज़ कनेक्टेड. डाइट प्लेज ऑलमोस्ट 80% रोल in PCOS and PCOD.
Does it affect the uterus health or it helps the overall health of the person?
Whenever you do a body analysis of a person, a woman, and if she has a higher fat percentage, so there is a lot happening depending on aapka body fat percentage kya hai, aapke hormones involve hona chalu ho jate hain. So it's the entire body, right? It's not only the uterus. Of course, cysts form hoti hai ovaries pe.
Correct.
But it's an overall thing. It's the entire body, that because the hormones are connected to your entire body.
So uterus, zaruri nahi hai ki bas uterus pe focus kiya jata hai. Ye pura body pe focus kiya jata hai.
Yes, yes, definitely. It's your entire body. आपकी पूरी body, because hormones आपके पूरी body में work करते हैं ना. तो जैसे insulin की बात आती है, PCOS और insulin जुड़ा हुआ है, right? अगर एक दूसरी language में हम देखें तो PCOS is nothing but a type of diabetes in woman who are of conceptional age, who are of reproductive age. So it's a type of diabetes. So definitely it involves a lot of hormones, right? So it's not only the uterus or the ovary, it's the entire body on the whole. What I mean to say, like they are related.
Okay.
If it is not showing right now, if the PCOS is left untreated, you're not looking at it.
Correct.
Eventually, when you conceive, you might have gestational diabetes, that is diabetes in pregnancy.
Oh, yes. Many women have that. Yeah.
Or else, if not that, in your later years, you conceived, whether through IVF or whatever naturally bhi hua. But then eventually, it is going to somewhere down the line, if PCOS is ignored, untreated, somewhere diabetes is going to come into the picture.
Okay.
Yeah, because the main reason is the insulin resistance also.
Okay.
Right? So, the patient might not know that it is something like diabetes. Honestly, the medicines that a gynecologist will prescribe for PCOS, they are also diabetes medicines.
Oh.
Yeah. So, they are not prescribed to each one.
Yeah.
Okay. But it is different. The treatment line is different for every patient depending on their blood work and everything.
Okay.
It's not about a particular organ. राइट, बिकॉज इट इन्वॉल्व्स अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स.
जब आपके पास में कोई पेशेंट आता है ये प्रॉब्लम लेके कि मुझे पीसीओडी है या फिर पीसीओएस है, तो आप उनके उनमें फर्स्ट क्या नोटिस करते हो? एज होती है या फिर उनकी लाइफस्टाइल जो है, अभी तक की जो लाइफस्टाइल है वो नोटिस करके कि क्यों हो रहा है ये पीसीओडी और पीसीओएस, ये कंसिडर करते हैं, या फिर उनकी बस डाइट की हिस्ट्री फॉलो करके और उनका फिजिक चेक करके आप उनका डाइट रिकमेंड करते हैं?
सबसे पहले इट इज दे कम विथ पीरियड इरेगुलरिटी, या उनका पीरियड डिले हो रहा है, या कई महीनों तक उनको पीरियड नहीं हुआ है, लाइक द मेंस्ट्रुअल साइकिल इज डिलेड और डिस्टर्ब्ड, राइट? सो एंड इट्स काइंड ऑफ अ विशियस साइकिल, मतलब वन लीड्स टू द अदर. It's not only one part, like it begins with maybe a sedentary lifestyle. So we need to know the history. Kya hai sedentary lifestyle hai, bilkul activity nahi hai, that led to hormonal imbalance. Hormonal imbalance led to weight gain. Also led to irregular periods. And you still continue to be, because there's weight gain, you still continue to be sedentary. And you are just in the vicious cycle. So definitely diet ke through changes kiye jaate hain, and you have to understand that kahin na kahin wo diet bahut zyada wrong ja rahi hai, isliye hi weight gain ho raha hai. So you have to find out every aspect ke exactly what is the trigger or what is the problem and what has been for a period of time.
तो ये एक कॉमन एज क्या होती है जो अभी तक जितने भी आपने पेशेंट्स देखे हैं पीसीओडी पीसीओएस के, उनकी एज क्या रही है जब वो आपके पास में आते हैं, एवरेज एज?
इट्स लाइक राइट फ्रॉम द टाइम द मेनार्की स्टार्ट्स, यू नो द गर्ल चाइल्ड हैज स्टार्टेड गेटिंग हर पीरियड्स, फ्रॉम दैट टाइम ऑल्सो इट कैन बिगिन, राइट? So, but majorly it's like I have girl children from starting from 15, 16 years of age also coming with the same problem.
Oh.
Yeah. And then also those who want to conceive who are in their 30s.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. Also women in their 40s. They come with the same problems because this problem continues. If it is untreated, it continues. The hormonal imbalance, if it is not corrected, it continues.
तो diet का और hormonal changes का ये relation कैसे होता है? मतलब कुछ particular चीज़ें खाने से ही आपके hormones जो है वो ऊपर नीचे होते हैं, या कुछ तरीके के hormones create हो जाते हैं, या फिर कुछ जो अच्छे hormones हैं वो खत्म हो जाते हैं body से, ऐसा कुछ होता है?
नहीं, hormones खत्म नहीं हो जाते हैं. It doesn't unless you go to menopause. Unless you go to menopause, the hormone will not decrease. Or there are certain in women there are certain conditions where kuch kuch hormones bina wajah ke badh bhi jate hain. There are certain hormones like that. But when it comes to PCOD and hormones, so how it works? Majorly, it's the insulin hormone. If you see ke jab periods nahi aa rahe hain, तो डेफिनेटली वेट बढ़ रहा है. यू विल सी दैट व्हेन यू आर नॉट गेटिंग पीरियड्स यू आर गेनिंग वेट और योर फैट परसेंटेज इन द बॉडी इज इंक्रीजिंग. सो द फूड फॉर एग्जांपल, इफ योर फूड इज वेरी रिच इन शुगर और वेरी हाई इन कार्बोहाइड्रेट, देन डेफिनेटली योर एवरीथिंग रिलेटेड टू योर हॉर्मोन्स विल बी डिस्टर्ब्ड. एंड इट्स नॉट के एक मील में हो रहा है, कंटिन्यूअसली ये आपका पैटर्न बन चुका है. जो आपका कंफर्ट फूड है या जो अवेलेबिलिटी है, आप कंटिन्यूअसली एक पैटर्न, अनहेल्दी पैटर्न फॉलो कर रहे हो, बहुत ज्यादा प्रोसेस्ड फूड खा रहे हो. सो डेफिनेटली दिस इज वर्किंग एंड डिस्टर्बिंग योर हॉर्मोन्स.
फैट भी खाया है, तला हुआ भी खाना खाया है, और अगर आपके घर में ऐसे खाना बनता है कि हर चीज में शुगर पड़ती है, तो शुगर भी जा रही है, तो कार्ब्स भी जा रहे हैं, शुगर भी जा रहा है और फैट भी जा रहा है, तो इसके वजह से आपका जो डाइट है, अगर आप कुछ रेकमेंड करते हो, वो पूरा डाइट चेंज हो जाता है. तो एक मेंटल भी एक डिफिकल्टी होती है नए डाइट को एक्सेप्ट करने के लिए, तो आप ये चेंज कैसे कराती है फिर, क्योंकि इंडियन डाइट इज वेरी डिफरेंट, इट इज एक्चुअली व्हाट आई जस्ट सेड, तो उसमें और आपके डाइट प्लान में कैसे ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन हो सकता है?
जब आप उस एज में रहते हो 30s में और आपकी नीड है अभी आपको कंसीव करना है, सो यू वांट टू बिगिन अ न्यू थिंग एंड व्हिच इज नॉट हैपनिंग, और जब अवेयरनेस क्रिएट होगी, जब मैं अपने पेशेंट को समझाती हूँ कि व्हाट इज मिसिंग इन योर डाइट, व्हाट शुड बी इंक्रीज्ड एंड व्हाट शुड बी डिक्रीज्ड, एंड नॉट दैट हमेशा छोड़ना है आपका फेवरेट फूड या आपका कंफर्ट फूड, इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट, यू कैन हैव इट ओकेशनली बट देर हैज टू बी अ बैलेंस, सो वी नो फूड इज बैड, फॉर एग्जाम्पल समबडी माइट से दैट ओके wheat is bad, gluten is bad,
correct,
there, yeah, there is a yeah. That is how they do, right?
Yeah.
Lactose is bad,
correct,
no food is bad, but at this moment to treat your PCOS, the need of your body is different, the want of your body is different, right?
Okay,
so if you give your body that and you are getting more fertile, your body is more prepared for conception now, and you're healing yourself with the food.
Oh,
so that's how we educate the client. See, for some it's like diet is like this must be something very strict.
Yeah, correct.
I'm not allowed this. It's not like that.
और क्या होता है पता है, अगर आपने कुछ मना कर दिया तो वही खाने का ज्यादा मन करता है.
तो पता है माधवी कैसे होता है कि just take an example of a गाजर हलवा.
Yeah.
Okay, गाजर is in season now. If you take that example, that same गाजर हलवा can be made with lesser calories in a healthier manner, which my PCOS client can have. So I'm not depriving you of something, but I'm just giving you a better cooking method. I'm teaching you certain ways, right? So if you love your food and if you love to enjoy your food, so there are ways, but you should learn.
Yeah.
You should learn, and that's the trick. That's what we teach, and that's our expertise, you know, not
correct.
To keep the client, you know, devoid of good, loving foods which they enjoy. But we teach them how to, you know, make the change. Or kha bhi liya. You indulge in one meal. But what do you do the rest of the day?
Correct.
What do you do the rest of the week? You know, how you should balance is what you need to learn.
To jo subah morning ka hota hai, when you wake up, and what is the first thing that you eat? It's very important. That's what I read. Okay, that is what my research says. So, does it really matter? What do you eat early morning, empty stomach?
It does matter because, first of all, you've been sleeping and you've not hydrated yourself. So, hydration will be important. That goes without saying,
right?
Hydration will matter. And then, there are various school of thoughts. Some might say that you must have fat first.
Correct.
You know that, and many people are following and have seen the benefit. Like a spoon of ghee. Or there are some who might say that let me have my protein first.
True.
Yeah. And our system is like when we have a heavy nashta of a paratha, the first thing in the morning, like nashta is like either a sugar wali chai.
Yeah.
or your paratha. So that's going to be very carb-rich. So it does matter to set the tone of the day. What you had the first thing in the morning, it does matter. There is a concept of fasting in the morning for a while. Intermittent fasting is there. So there are so many ways and so many things, you know. There's a lot depending on the lifestyle of a person. See, what is good for me might not be good for you.
Correct.
So it's also personalized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why I ask this question? Because when you think of diet and you think of, obviously, the second thing will come to you is a diet plan. So what happens is planning a diet for a day becomes very essential. So what you have in the morning, what you have your midday meal or lunch, your snacks, your dinner, everything matters, right? So how do you plan that with your patients for PCOD and PCOS? Is there any formula that you follow? Is there any system that you follow that, okay, this is how it will be treated faster or easier?
Yes, there is a very good formula in your in a layman language is like look at a plate. 50% of your plate should be fiber.
Okay.
So that's our formula. So when we are having a high fiber diet, we are able to deal with the hormonal imbalance. So it might not be possible for many, but if you make an attempt, you know, to add fiber to your diet, it will work. It will really work. So the, this is majorly a formula.
Okay.
That 50% of my plate should have fiber.
Fiber
coming from vegetables will really help.
So you mean raw vegetables or cooked vegetables?
So this, I can categorize it as 5S. Okay. It's not raw or cooked. It, see, I might be intolerant to raw vegetables. If I cook them, the fiber is not lost.
Okay.
So it's fine. The process does not matter. So the 5S is S for soup, salad, smoothie, sabzi or a stir fry. So these 5S will help you to add more fiber to your diet. See, you are so health conscious. You're already aware you need fiber. And I'm sure you're having more fiber. But now with my PCOS client, I want her plate to be with 50% of fiber. So this is how I can help her. Like, she might not have a soup daily.
Correct.
But she wants to heal herself.
Yeah. Now it
so
is important.
So now it is important for her. Right? So
yeah.
That's how it works.
So now when they come to you for this reason, you have your diet as a medicine to treat PCOD, PCOS, right?
That's correct. You got me right. Yeah.
I hope audience also hear the same
yes,
thing.
Yes.
So when you give this diet plan, do patients come to you saying that, oh, the dessert is missing, or say carbs are missing, I'm feeling hungry, what should I do, I'm getting craving? So how do you help them in that case?
Diet plan is not very rigid. There are many options given. And the diet is actually planned depending on the patient history. What my patient has been eating in her everyday. What are her timings? What does she crave at what time? So the diet plan is made very mindfully about what is her need. And many options are given. It's not rigid ki bas yahi karna hai. Many options are given. And phir bhi wo log, they are in an we are approachable, right? So
correct.
If they are looking for some changes, I do it for them. So, aise bahut zyada.
Do you also suggest them how much quantity they are supposed to eat?
It is important.
Like every meal, every portion, or like, you know, specific things you tell them that eat only this much. Like, say, if you crave for dessert, eat only one spoon. That way. Or like, you know, it's like 10 gram or 5 gram. In that specification.
So, just as I said, vegetables or fiber. So, there is no quantity for that. That's you can have unlimited. But if it is sugar, it has to be quantified, right?
Correct.
Ke ye kitna aap le sakte. Or if it is something like a oily or a fried food, kab aur kitna, that also matters. Another thing is, people think that if they eat high protein, because to lose weight, to lose fat, high protein is what people try.
Correct, correct.
However, it's like, only what is required by your body. For example, if you're not an exercising person, then your protein need is different.
Correct.
So it has to be quantified, no? So I, like, the katori in your house is different from the katori in my house.
True.
So we use these measures to show them that this is how much you're supposed to have. We don't make it that difficult ki har cheez ko 5 gram, 10 gram ginna hai.
Correct.
It's not like that.
Yeah.
But they need to understand that if you're not exercising, if you start exercising, how you will need to increase. Specifically, we are talking about protein. Fried and a dessert, though, that has some restriction, right?
Yeah.
So that has to be told.
Because now you said with PCOD, PCOS is linked to a diabetes. Can be linked to diabetes?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so. Of course. This is important. The history is very important because the symptoms of hypothyroid. Hypothyroid, the thyroid hormone is got to do with your metabolism. Yeah, and the symptoms like a hypothyroid patient can have symptoms like fatigue, can have hair thinning,
correct,
and then can have weight gain, also have irregularity of their menses. So these symptoms are also similar to PCOS symptoms, right? These are the symptoms in PCOS.
Correct, correct.
So we need to understand, because they are all interconnected, right? So the history is important. If the patient has hypothyroid also, then certain foods are a big no-no for them. We avoid
those
foods.
Can you tell
like,
us those?
We do not give them much of soy products. Or certain vegetables like cauliflower, cabbage. So we don't stop it totally, but we say that don't have it in more quantity and all the time, or there is some restriction to it, depending again on the thyroid level. And whether your thyroid is treated or untreated. Then you also spoke about diabetes, why they ask whether you are diabetic or not.
Yeah.
Because you look at diabetes, but the entire body is involved.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not only diabetes, or it's not only hypertension. So let me come to a term known as a metabolic syndrome. What is a metabolic syndrome is like, anyone who is overweight or obese or insulin resistant has a beginning of this metabolic syndrome.
Okay.
For example, diabetes ya pre-diabetes ki shuruaat hai. तो डेफिनेटली आगे जाके हाइपरटेंशन होगा, डिसलिपिडीमिया होगा, यूरिक एसिड बढ़ेगा, फैटी लिवर होगा, ये मेटाबॉलिक सिंड्रोम है. तो अगर किसी को एक या दो चीजों की शुरुआत भी है, इवेंचुअली बाकी आने वाले हैं. सो दैट्स द योर बॉडी सिग्नलिंग यू दैट यू आर गेटिंग इनटू अ मेटाबॉलिक इल हेल्थ, डू समथिंग टू रेक्टिफाई इट. सो दैट्स व्हाई द हिस्ट्री इज इम्पोर्टेंट, राइट.
अभी हम लोगों ने जो बात की है कि डाइट प्लान होता है या जो डाइट आप रेकमेंड करते हो पीसीओएस और पीसीओडी में, तो कहीं ना कहीं मुझे लगता है कि ये लॉन्ग टर्म उनको हेल्पफुल करेगा अगर वो कंटिन्यू करते हैं तो भी, मतलब प्रेगनेंसी हो या मतलब इमीडिएट प्रेगनेंसी प्लान कर रहे हो या नहीं कर रहे हो तो भी, फ्यूचर में आपको अगर डायबिटीज होने वाला है या फिर आपको थायराइड होने वाला है, तो कहीं ना कहीं ये आपको हील करने में या प्रिवेंशन की तरफ आपको हेल्प करता है. Am I right?
Yeah, definitely. क्योंकि जब आप मान लो इंसुलिन रेजिस्टेंस को हील करना चाह रहे हो, एक्चुअली आप क्या कर रहे हो, यू आर ट्राइंग टू गेट मोर इंसुलिन सेंसिटिव.
ओके.
या यू आर ट्राइंग टू गेट मोर इंसुलिन सेंसिटिव, एंड व्हेन यू आर मोर इंसुलिन सेंसिटिव, बाकी के जो लाइफस्टाइल रिलेटेड डिजीजेस हैं वो आप पहले से ही अवॉइड कर रहे हो. सो द प्रिवेंशन वर्ड विच यू यूज इज द करेक्ट वन. फॉलोइंग दैट वन डाइट फॉर पीसीओएस हीलिंग, यू आर एक्चुअली प्रिवेंटिंग मेनी अदर डिजीजेस, राइट. एंड इन द लॉन्ग रन, जो आपको पीसीओएस के नाम से शुरू हुआ था उसको हील करते करते अगर आपने sincerely efforts डाले हैं, so you have kept yourself away from many other lifestyle disorders also.
For as many years as you can imagine.
Of course, because you're aging also. Degeneration is happening.
Correct.
And there's such a lot of muscle loss that is happening because of aging. So earlier, जिस चीज को आपने thought ही नहीं दिया था, जब आप educate हो गए, aware हो गए, so you are doing so many things and you have much more healthier life if you sincerely follow it.
So now coming to awareness, now there are so many types of diet and people are getting aware of it, like say vegan. You said some time back, you just said that eating cauliflower and like, you know, so that even soy products, so they become part of vegan diet. You know, like many people these days see lot many reels on social media. Where celebrities speak about, you know, being vegan, having only animal based diet, or sometime only plant based diet, or sometime only keto diet. So they must be doing it or following those particular diet for some character, for role, or for time being,
yes,
you know, but true. They become popular and, you know, unknowingly you start following certain rules and like, you know, declare yourself like, okay, I'm a vegan.
Yeah.
So how does it impact to this kind of, like, you know, problems, PCOD, PCOS? Do you suggest them not to follow this trend, or you modify the diet if the person is genuinely vegan or having, like, say, you know, gluten
intolerance
yeah, and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah. If there is intolerance, definitely you need to avoid that, because if you don't avoid, you will have problems.
But how do you check that intolerance?
There are blood tests for the same.
Okay.
Your intolerance can be, you know, verified.
Okay.
If that is the thing that is you're really intolerant to. Actually, the symptoms speak louder.
Mm.
The symptoms will immediately tell you, oh, this is the trigger.
Mm.
Also, then we, you know, verify it with the blood tests also. Mm. And then if that food is causing discomfort to you, we just eliminate it. It's known as elimination diet.
Okay.
Right? So we eliminate it.
Mm.
But when we are talking about PCOS right now,
mm.
So these diets are in trend.
Mm.
Of course, everyone follows for a different reason.
Correct.
Right. But when we are talking about PCOS diet,
hmm.
So let me just highlight a type of diet which is good for PCOS.
Hmm.
That's known as a Mediterranean diet. What okay. is a Mediterranean diet? We have a proper Mediterranean diet pyramid.
Yes, yes.
The base of that pyramid actually says that you must exercise. Earlier, when we used to have this food pyramid,
hmm.
there was nothing like exercise in it. The actual food pyramid
yeah.
that we had in our college times and when we follow,
yeah.
that does not. But this Mediterranean diet, the base of that pyramid says you must exercise.
Hmm.
Can you imagine the importance given to exercise? And then comes your whole grains, lentils, pulses, cereals,
hmm.
and then so on, you know, proteins and whatever, whether you're vegetarian, non-vegetarian, vegan, whatever. And then finally the fats and so on. So Mediterranean diet is one diet which you should look at, which will really help.
Hmm.
It's also an anti-inflammatory diet.
Hmm.
It's also a diet rich in antioxidants.
Correct.
So these foods, you know, just following social media, just following a model or just following an actor,
hmm.
rather what's good for your condition. So this is what is good for your condition. And if you really intend to follow a vegan diet, and if it is a dietitian or a clinical nutritionist planning this diet for you,
hmm.
you will make sure that you're not missing out on any vital nutrient,
hmm.
which otherwise there are chances you ignored a particular food group and
hmm.
you're not getting those vitamins. So there are chances of deficiencies there.
Hmm.
So instead of following by yourself, do it under the guidance of an expert.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So when any patients come to you, first you ask them to get the blood test done? It's a different blood test than, like, you know, normally you do for like a
so for,
sugar and
For PCOS, initially they also go through an ultrasound.
Hmm.
So which verifies, you know, the gynec itself tells them to get an ultrasound done.
Hmm.
So which kind of confirms the PCOS.
Hmm.
And also you're talking about some any other test is
test
like
for food,
so
yeah
are you talking
for
about
like
food?
Dietitian, like as a
okay,
dietitian
okay.
If someone comes to you, do you recommend some blood test before you give them a diet plan?
There is a need for a full body checkup.
Hmm.
For the reason, if you're trying to conceive, you're definitely in your late 20s or 30s.
Correct.
So by this time, it's, see, let me mention one thing. If you don't, you know, measure, how will you monitor?
Hmm.
Right?
Hmm.
So what I mean to say is, like, if you don't do a blood test,
hmm.
and if you had your LDL cholesterol on a higher side,
hmm.
how will you monitor that? How will you rectify that.
Correct.
So she came with one problem of PCOS.
Hmm.
So, but there are some underlying problems because certain things are associated with it.
Correct.
Definitely correct. There could be a dyslipidemia, which is the cholesterol is deranged. There could be prediabetes.
Hmm.
So we have to know that. So we get a blood work done. That's a full body checkup. Or then we'll check the thyroid parameters,
hmm.
which maybe she has never done up till now.
Correct.
Yeah. And then we come to know, oh, we have so many things, and it's not only the PCOS, we have to deal with the other things as well. Right? So blood tests are important. Like, we insist before we plan a diet, we insist.
Do you also suggest them some sort of exercises? Because many times, if they are going through IVF or they are going through certain kind of treatments for pregnancy and like to conceive, they have different way of looking at exercises and yoga, walking and all that. So body movement is also important along with the diet. So do you recommend something to them?
So definitely, when you do a combination of your diet and the physical activity, then you will have better results and better hormones. Right? So most of these patients are also going through some kind of anxiety, depression. Yeah. They might be going through a lot of stress.
Correct.
So when you exercise, you secrete happy hormones. That is the endorphins. So for this reason also, we need exercise. We recommend them. We say that whatever exercise you enjoy, do it. Right? And secondly, if you do anti-gravity exercise, which is different from walk and yoga. What is an anti-gravity exercise is if you're jogging, if you're cycling, if you're strength training or climbing stairs. These are anti-gravity exercises. If you do anti-gravity exercises, probably you will have better hormones and you might see regularity in your period. So that means you have chances of conceiving naturally along with the diet. Got it?
Yeah.
So this is how exercise also plays a major role.
So when it comes to insulin spike or sugar jo kam zyada hota hai body mein, to diet se bhi डाइट हो गया और एक्सरसाइज हो गया तो उससे वो बैलेंस हो जाता है नॉर्मल शुगर विदाउट एनी मेडिसिन जो शुगर इशू हो रहा है इंसुलिन स्पाइक जो होती है पीसीओडी और पीसीओएस में तो वो कंट्रोल हो जाती है डाइट और एक्सरसाइज करने से
देयर इज समथिंग लाइक अ ग्लाइसीमिक इंडेक्स ऑफ फूड
ओके
क्या रेट से ये फूड मेरा शुगर लेवल बढ़ाएगा Like if you compare the glycemic index of two foods, for example, one side is your dessert, something with sugar, and on the other side is maybe a raita, vegetable raita, or something with vegetables. Both have a different glycemic index. Every food has a glycemic index. The rate at which it increases your blood sugar. So, the insulin spike that you're talking about, it's all about this glycemic index. So, we educate them, what is the glycemic index of which food, right? So, then food, agar wo high glycemic index wala food khaya, to sugar spike hoga.
Correct.
And agar usi ko, usi food ko, kuch aur cheezon ke saath combination mein khaya, regularly hamara poha aur upma, अगर इसमें हम वेजिटेबल्स ज्यादा डालें या उसके साथ वेजिटेबल खाएं या उसके साथ कोई प्रोटीन खाएं तो उस मील का ग्लाइसीमिक इंडेक्स कम हो जाता है तो वो शुगर कम स्पाइक करेगा इंसुलिन कम स्पाइक करेगा
कॉम्प्लेक्स
सो यू वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड कि फाइबर ऐड कर दिया प्रोटीन ऐड कर दिया तो शुगर कम स्पाइक होगा एंड आप एक्सरसाइज का जो पूछ रही हैं तो जिसको शुगर कंट्रोल करनी है आप थोड़ा भी वॉक कर लेते हो या कुछ फिजिकल एक्टिविटी कर लेते हो तो डेफिनेटली आपके शुगर लेवल्स कम होते हैं
कमिंग टू दिस हम लोग इसके बारे में बात करेंगे लेकिन आपने हम लोगों ने जो स्टार्टिंग में बात की थी जो मॉर्निंग जो फर्स्ट डोज दैट यू टेक इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर योर हेल्थ जो शुगर लेवल्स जो होती है तो क्या वो चेंज होती है मॉर्निंग में दोपहर में रात में जो बेस्ड ऑन व्हाट यू ईट sugar level
depending on what was your meal it will change right aapka meal kya tha whether it was only carbohydrate uske upar depend hoga na
okay
right so if it is only a aloo paratha then to sugar level to increased hi aayega right versus the nashta which I told you
correct
a poha with lot of vegetables and a protein on the side So the sugar level is lower.
So yes, if you know, this is how you're managing.
If you know, there is something like a CGM, which is a continuous sugar monitoring they put.
Yes, yes.
So in that CGM, you get to know the effect of every meal, na? Ki usne kitna sugar spike kiya hai ya nahi kiya hai. So there are various ways of monitoring this also.
Okay. Yeah. आपने जो breakfast में आप पोहा के साथ में ज़्यादा fiber add करने की बात की है, तो morning routine जो होता है, इसको मैं बोलती हूँ morning routine की, जो आप सुबह जो खाते हैं, वो जो है दिन की शुरुआत है आपकी, तो यहाँ से आपका दिन चालू हो रहा है. This is how you're starting. So many people start with taking multivitamins. They start with heavy breakfast. Everyone has a different way of starting it.
Yes.
Okay. So how does that morning routine impact your hormones? This is how you kickstart your day, you know. So what you eat, does that have impact on your body for longer time? And does it give, resulting in a like, you know, creation of hormones or balancing of hormones in some way?
Yes, of course. healthier way to begin is like you started your day with nuts and seeds, right? So what is nuts and seeds is healthy fat.
Correct.
So you did it right, and that's what is needed by your body. That is the need of your body. And then you had some either some eggs or some sprouts or something, and that's how you began with healthy fats and proteins, and definitely fiber will follow, maybe in the form of fruit or something like that.
True.
Versus so this gave me a good balanced hormones. Versus I started my day with a sugar wala chai and some nice cream biscuits.
Okay.
Or I with some bakery item.
Yeah.
Now what happens with a bakery item? Now so many things are available, right?
Yeah.
You just order in
and
the
they're tempting.
Yes.
You know, you feel like
eating. Yes, yes. So and you had you know, very busy days and you've been very stressed out and you deserve something nice.
Yes.
So in the morning, so if you begin your day with this kind of bakery items and with lot of sugar, without any thought, definitely your kind of, you know, you're playing with your metabolism and you're playing with your hormones, because there will be a lot of sugar spike leading to insulin spike, and that which is not needed so much, not going to be utilized, what happens to it? It will be stored.
Yeah.
So you're adding to the problem.
So you're eating breakfast, but what are you doing after eating breakfast? Like maybe you are sitting for, like, you know, 9-to-5 job, like it's a desk job, so you are sitting, you are not moving around, or maybe you are just traveling, you are sitting in the car, you are not walking, so your exercise also matters.
Of course,
followed with
of
your
course, of course. So
diet.
If it is like you ate a heavy breakfast, and following that you sat for so many hours, whether it was 9 hours or 12 hours, you just sat, you can't move because you are into that kind of, your job demands it.
Correct.
Maybe now because of the work from home, you're just sitting and you have to be in front of your computer. And that's what we say, is that sitting is the new smoking.
Okay.
Right? Smoking is hazardous to our health. So is sitting for long hours hazardous to our health. So we actually spoke about the morning routine.
Yeah.
But it also matters what you do after that.
After
that's
that.
What, that's what you added.
Yeah.
You rightly said, like, what you do after that.
After that, yeah.
That matters.
Correct.
So maybe you had a heavy meal or you had something that you craved for in the morning, you know. But then you did nothing after that. You did no exercise after that for the rest of the day. Then it will affect your hormones. Eventually it will.
When you exercise, the other thing comes to you is BMI.
Yes.
Like having good BMI, healthy BMI. Does BMI also play big role in PCOD, PCOS and in diet plan as well?
Yes. BMI has got to do with your ideal body weight, right? So everyone must know what is their BMI.
Okay.
And everyone, especially the PCOS patient, should target having a normal BMI, near normal, or target being near ideal body weight.
How do you check BMI in general?
There is a formula for BMI, or even if you you know, someone might not be able to apply the formula for themselves, there are BMI calculators. Like if okay. you if you just feed your age, height, and your present weight and the gender, it will give you your BMI.
Okay.
So any BMI above 24 or 25, then you are overweight.
Okay.
Any BMI above 30, you are obese.
Okay.
And in the obesity also there are categories. Gray, level 1, level 2, level 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So PCOS women might come to us with a BMI of 30 above. So okay. that is the main problem, right? That is the main problem.
So your workout plays very important role in having a healthy BMI and PCOS and PCOD.
Not only workout, it's your lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle.
Yeah.
Correct.
Your food,
yeah.
your diet, true. And your physical activity, they put together correct. Will determine, right, what is your BMI.
Yeah, yeah. So what is the ideal BMI for this age?
For anybody, as I said, I would say have a BMI between 23 to 25.
Okay.
And I told you the category, right? About 25 is overweight and so on. See what happens, we just spoke, no? How will you monitor that which you don't measure?
Yeah.
So if you don't know your BMI, if you don't know your present weight, if you don't know your ideal body weight,
yeah.
how will you monitor it?
Correct.
You're scared to stand on the weighing scale.
Yeah, many do that.
Yeah, so forget it, I must have put on.
Yeah.
But you've not monitored it, so you're not even aware.
Correct.
So rather, I say that monitor it once a week at least. The PCOS patient especially, because without reason, she's been eating the same food.
Correct.
But she still gained weight.
Yeah.
So then she's got to be alert, right?
Yeah. Or yahi problem later age mein pata chal jati hai when you are planning to conceive or you are having difficulty in conceiving around 30s or mid 30s. So ye dono age ki wajah se kitna difference hota hai is cheez ko rectify karne ke liye ya fir isko manage karne ke liye.
Early detection will help you to reverse or rectify it early, right? And yes. at that age, your metabolism is in favor of you. Versus in your 30s, you are advanced in age. So
correct.
Your metabolism is not in your favor that much as it was earlier. In your earlier age, right? So it makes a difference. Both can be reversed. Both can be worked on. But if there is early detection, the awareness also will be there, right?
You know, supplement in terms of protein, supplement in terms of like, you know, vitamins and multivitamins. How do you see them playing role, crucial role in diet?
Most of the women are deficient in vitamin B12, okay. vitamin D. There's also a ferritin blood test which we do, which is a type of iron. So most of the women are deficient in these.
Okay.
Right. So when you are, and it actually plays a lot of role, because it's not only, it's the overall well-being of the PCOS patient. We want her to be, when she's wanting to conceive, so her body has to be in that state, you know, where she'll have a good conception and the child, the baby is also healthy. So definitely supplements play a role. When you know that there are deficiencies, we start with the supplements. And when you talk about protein supplements, so Indian diet per se is deficient in protein, right?
Okay.
So if you have good options of protein, if you're able to tolerate protein in your diet, if you're able to really consume that much protein, you're good. If not, then you should go for protein supplements. That also is better to do it under guidance.
So, bahut baar mood swing hota hai ya fir stress hota hai ya kisi cheez ki temptation hoti hai, to usme kuch cheeze aati hai, jaise chocolate aa gaya, Indian desserts aa gaya, cake, pastries, ye even ice cream, you know, for that matter,
ये जो डेजर्ट्स होते हैं या फिर ये जो चीजें होती है ये खाने का बहुत मन करता है, तो आप इसका कोई सब्स्टिट्यूट देती है या फिर उनको स्पेशली बिकॉज नाउ समबडी इज कमिंग टू यू फॉर प्रेगनेंसी एंड सम क्रूशियल थिंग कंसिडरिंग द सीरियसनेस ऑफ दैट सब्जेक्ट मेनी पीपल से ओके आई विल स्किप इट डू यू आस्क देम टू नेचुरली स्किप द और यू गिव देम ऑल्टरनेटिव्स और यू गिव देम सम लाइक यू नो ऑप्शन टू इंक्लूड इन डाइट
सो देर आर ऑल्टरनेटिव देर आर हेल्दी ऑल्टरनेटिव
Okay.
They are very much in the market. They are available. So, what I want to emphasize here is like, always remember what is high calorie and low calorie. Look at the calorie part, right? So, in the treatment of PCOS or you're looking at now, you want to conceive, my diet plan is focused at reducing your fat percentage.
Correct. Yes.
So that is how when I help you to lose your fat percentage, you're more towards your goal. You're achieving your goal.
Correct.
So the actually the gynec herself will prescribe that lose 5 kilos of weight or lose 10 kilos of weight depending on the BMI as we discussed.
Yeah, true.
So now you are wanting to lose weight and you're in some discipline and some consistency and you have these mood swings and these temptations and you want to have.
Correct.
You want to have. But as you said that there's a serious concern. You sometimes there's a lot of pressure from the family.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you know, they want a child. Do you know that there are failed IUFs? There are miscarriages. People spend a lot of money in this fertility treatment that they are undergoing.
Correct.
And
correct.
Here we are talking about a little mood swing and where my patient is wanting to have something, you know.
Correct.
Because the body is craving for it. So I told you there are good alternatives.
Correct.
In ice cream also you have good alternatives, right?
Yeah.
So having an occasional ice cream is not a problem. But here we also talk about a portion control.
Correct.
So someone with a disorder might say that if I have the tub in front of me, the ice cream tub, I will eat the entire tub.
Right. That's a problem.
Or someone with a disorder might eat the full packet of cookies. So in such cases, Madhavi, it's important to have alternatives. Then why should I not have a healthy sugar-free version? Right? Yeah. Or a cookie. A healthy sugar-free cookie. Right? So there are alternatives as well as portion control is important. How much is allowed?
Correct.
And then if I'm going to have this tonight for some reason, then what am I going to exercise a little more? Will I do some more additional steps? Am I tracking my steps? So there are ways we compensate also. And in chocolates also, there will be so many types which are a healthier version.
Correct.
So the point is awareness. The point is you should know where to limit yourself. And the portion control definitely matters.
Correct. So you make them aware.
Of course. So they come approach us, right? For that. This is my weakness. So I'm there to help you in your weakness. I'm not going to all the time just be very strict that no means no. I'm there to help you in your weakness. That's what is my role.
Sometimes when it comes to body weight, reducing weight and like, you know, managing healthy diet, healthy weight, people often think that crash diet can also help. So do you think the crash diet helps in maintaining healthy body weight?
Crash diet will give you result for the moment. But it gives you a yo-yo effect. With that crash diet, your weight will go down.
Correct.
What you have lost? Not the fat, but the muscle. Oh. Muscle is a precious tissue. Whereas a proper guided diet by an expert will help you to lose fat. So crash diet, why it is wrong? First of all, it will be yo-yo. You lost, you will gain back. You lose, you will gain back. When you do this yo-yo, you're actually playing with your metabolism. It's Correct. Causing you more harm. And muscle loss ke alawa, you're left with nutritional deficiencies.
Correct.
So you're tampering with your immunity as well.
Thank you so much, Dr. Varsha, for coming on our podcast and clarifying so many myths and misconceptions about diet during PCOD and PCOS. I'm sure this episode is going to help a lot of our viewers. Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure.
आज की हमारी गेस्ट डॉक्टर वर्षा फिरवानी ने बहुत ही वैल्यूएबल इनसाइट और प्रैक्टिकल टिप्स दी है, जो न सिर्फ PCOS और PCOD को मैनेज करने में मदद करती है, लेकिन उसको हील करने में भी मदद करती है। अगर आप डॉक्टर वर्षा से कांटेक्ट करना चाहते हैं तो डिस्क्रिप्शन बॉक्स में दी गई डिटेल्स को ज़रूर चेक करें। हमारे पॉडकास्ट को शेयर और सब्सक्राइब करना ना भूलें। जल्द ही मिलते हैं अगले एपिसोड में। तब तक हेल्दी रहिए, मुस्कुराते रहिए और जुड़े रहिए इम्पीरिया कनेक्ट्स के साथ।